News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Representatives from Ryanair will appear before the Oireachtas Joint Committees on Transport today to discuss the impact of the passenger cap at Dublin Airport on the airline's business and operations. And Fine Gael TD Alan Farrell, Chair of the Fine Gael Parliamentary Party and spokesperson for Justice, joins us this morning. Alan, Michael O'Leary clearly very vocal that this passenger cap of 32 million passengers per year in Dublin Airport should be lifted. Do you agree?
I don't, Ciara, and I haven't for quite some time. Unfortunately, the track record of the airport operator is that the associated conditions of use of Dublin Airport are in breach, and that is causing a lot of difficulties for communities in the vicinity of Dublin Airport, most especially since the opening of the North Runway or the second runway in August of last year. And the major difficulty that has been suffered by people who live in the vicinity is overflights, unexpected overflights, because of a number of different interpretations of what should and should not be a flight path. The major difficulty that I have with the 32 million passenger cap at the moment is that Dublin Airport are allegedly in breach of that flight cap at the moment. And I feel that individuals in the community are asking the very valid question, well, if they can't adhere to the 32 million, if they can't adhere to the nighttime restrictions, why should the planning authority grant them permission to throw both out and just fly unfettered over the skies of Dublin?
Well, I presume that what they're looking for is a cap of 40 million, so an increase. And I suppose if they're finding it hard to contain themselves within 32 million, that might be a justification for the 40 million. But a lot of people, when we discuss this, Alan, they will text the show and they say, you live near the airport, you know what you're signing up for, and that the airport is a national asset and it cannot be constrained by the people who live around it, because as an island nation, we need it and we have no way around this, and that the people of North County Dublin who live in the vicinity of the airport, that they kind of need to suck it up.
Ciara, I do understand that, but for the purposes of a 1999 flight to somewhere random within 15 to 50 kilometres of an Italian or Romanian or Finnish capital, I frankly think that the people who live in the vicinity of an airport should be considered. And the planning authority agree with me, because they put in restrictions in relation to nighttime flights, for instance, of 65 movements
That's fair, because like we have those kinds of noise restrictions on all aspects of living. You can't use a pneumatic drill at 2 o'clock in the morning.
I completely understand where you're going.
I suppose where I'm going is also the airport is underutilized. The airport has two terminals now that we've invested heavily in. It has two runways that we've invested heavily in. It has a capacity of up to 60 million passengers, and we've capped it at half that. And where are we going here?
Well, because the planning authority, when granting permission for Terminal 2 in 2006, believed that the infrastructure around the airport was not sufficient to cater for more than 32 million passengers. Now, there is an investigation, it should be said, as to whether or not the airport operator breached that 32 million last year, and Fine Gael County Council are investigating at the moment. But there is already a judicial review before the High Court
That this cap is not based on noise pollution levels. This cap is based on infrastructure levels. Well, we're going to have Metro North coming. Those types of things are going to be, hopefully, I'm sure the people of North Dublin would hope that they're coming. So therefore,
I certainly hope so too.
The infrastructure would be increasing. Therefore, if that's the logic, the cap should increase also, no?
Well, at the time when Dublin Metro is delivered, I will absolutely revise my view on the potential for the lifting of the passenger cap. Let's not forget the DAA have had 16 years since that planning condition was applied to them to plan for growth. And they chose last year to apply for planning permission to extend the conditions associated with use. It'll take another 2 years before that decision is made. So the frank reality of the situation is that the DAA are the ones that are remiss here, not the people of Swords. But what I would say, and I suggested it to your researcher, you know, Henry McKean would be well placed to wander out to Ridgewood in North Dublin in Swords and listen to the noise of the aircraft that are now 1.8 kilometres closer to them. Those homes were built and occupied, particularly in nearby Bereva, well before that planning permission was granted. Mm. And I think it is understandable that your listeners would say, well, you live near the airport.
You know, but we might
in
just,
Ridgewood, it is almost impossible to open your window in the summer day because of the aircraft noise.
Just do that. In fact, it's not a bad idea at all, Alan. Of course, Ryanair and the other airlines would say that airplanes have become quieter and the noise envelope is quieter now that's being emitted from an aircraft, and that the airline travel has changed in terms of noise. But look, that's not a bad idea at all. Thank you for joining us this morning. And that is Fine Gael TD Alan Farrell, Chair of the Fine Gael Parliamentary Party and Spokesperson for Justice.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.